fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Good
morning, Penny.
Morena, how are you guys?
Yeah,
so good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad that it's sunny.
Oh, it's looking lovely out there. And you're about to make us hungry with what you've chosen today. I know, I get hungry when I smell these.
Yeah, and that's quite interesting because that's kind of what started this off. I was reading The Guardian and there was an article called Eau de Courgette, Rise in Foodie Perfumes May Be Linked to Weight Loss Drugs.
Oh,
really?
Oh, that's a bit sad, isn't
it? But it makes a bit of sense when you put it that way. Oh.
Yeah, so it was talking about the rise in popularity of gourmand perfume is happening alongside increased use of GLP-1 medications for weight loss. They say strive to stay lean while enjoying decadent food-inspired scents. And that's like from a research company called Mintel. But if that was me, I wanted to eat the fragrance.
Yeah, that's how I felt about it too. It's quite an interesting world, you know, that we've found all these chemicals that can, you know, emulate the smell of, like, I think the common ones are kind of vanilla and kind of biscuity.
Yep, chocolate, honey, caramel, those sorts of things. So for the listeners, we're talking about the rise of gourmand perfume, which is where the perfume kind of smells like food.
Wow.
Specifically baking, that sort of thing.
Do we, do like citrusy smells count?
Yes. So they've been around for quite a long time.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of, this is more about, you know, things will still have a citrus kind of note in them, but the base is kind of normally strongly vanilla, the caramel, chocolate, that sort
like
of thing. Coffee
dessert
is another one.
Oh,
coffee is a massive one. I had a coffee perfume when I was about 16 and I thought I was really sophisticated.
I bet you were a sophisticated 16-year-old, Mills.
I can imagine you were.
But famously, Maison Margiela does a coffee one.
Mm. Yes, it's
Coffee Break.
Replica Coffee Break, I believe it's called. Yeah.
Oh.
So I was looking into this and thinking, you know, what inspired this? And gourmand perfume was thought to have been introduced in 1992 by Terry Mugler's Angel, which was vanilla and cherry kind of notes. And that kind of inspired washes, mists and other scented products that defined the 90s.
Mm.
But in actual fact, it was Christian Dior with Edmund Rudnitsky, who created Diorissimo, which was a French perfume launched in 1956 that was said to simulate Dior's favourite flower, Lily of the Valley, which I don't quite get because that's not a gourmand, but apparently that is the first gourmand kind of like perfume.
Mm.
But they had to create that synthetically because you couldn't get the essential oil from the flower. There was no way of doing it. But the key thing with things like vanilla is that the scent lingers longer. So that's why a lot of people like it. And people have started doing things like layering. So they'll, you know, start with one perfume. Then they might put the body mist on, you know, as I was saying in the 90s, how they used to do that. But also people will kind of like add different perfumes to kind of create their own unique, sophisticated scent.
Oh, a recipe.
Yes.
Of some sort.
It does feel very like 90s and like Y2K.
Yes.
All those, like, when it started, becoming more widespread and everyone had those terrible, cheap, like, body mists from Bath and Body Works and Victoria's Secret. It's just the most sickly sweet vanilla you can imagine.
I recommend.
And it never goes away.
Anyone our age had one in high school.
Yeah.
Those body mists.
And I think people tend to kind of marinate in them instead of kind of like putting them on lightly. So sometimes that can be quite overpowering.
It's like the femme equivalent of like Lynx.
Yeah, totally.
It is.
Vogue says scent plays a powerful role in memory and emotional regulation. The sense of smell triggers our memories. Familiar, comforting scents can trigger happy memories that soothe or calm. And that's why they think gourmand perfumes are kind of like they rose 24% kind of in the past year or so. It's been the gourmand kind of scents that have grown, and then they're trending heavily on social media, of course, because they're saying that it's a Gen Z and millennial kind of phenomenon for the most part. But I don't believe that. I think it's just a, you know, a trend, how you go in and out of fashion, and just happens to be the fashion of the moment.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair enough to make that claim.
Yeah. It is, it is a bit sort of like dark and ominous to think that it's linked to diet drugs.
Yeah, I kind of thought that was a bit harsh. Like other kind of articles that I've read have said that it's more seeking comfort in an uncertain political environment.
Yeah,
so it is
okay.
That thing about, you know, it smells like baking, it reminds you of home, growing up, that sort of thing. So it is comforting. So, you know, you want to smell and have that sense around you that you're cocooned, I guess.
That's so funny that our kind of geopolitical situation has inspired a whole lot of people to douse themselves in vanilla-scented perfume.
Whatever works, apparently,
apparently kind of like really grew during COVID with social media, and some people were so convinced they wouldn't even be smelling it. They'd just go and buy it because of TikTok and, you know, social media kind of things. There's New York Times... like defined the word smell-axing or smell-maxing.
I thought it was like smell-relaxing, like relaxing.
Yeah,
smells.
No, smell-maxing. And it's a term for enhancing one's musk.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And frag heads is another one where people like, you know, they're totally into perfume and they're buying multiple perfumes, so they're a frag head.
And there's fragrance influencers that are slightly terrifying.
Oh my God, who's that one guy?
Jeremy Perfume.
Yep.
Jeremy Perfume is an interesting soul. Did you run into him on the internet, Penny?
I've read about him but have not watched.
He's
seen his... Yep.
I've only ever seen his Instagram and some of the reels that he posts.
His presence is like incredibly over the top. Which I feel you'd need to be a perfume influencer.
Probably.
He's described as theatrical and charismatic. And he explains new scents so vividly that his followers sometimes buy without smelling the perfume first.
That's crazy. I don't understand buying stuff blind and not smelling it. It's like I have to go in and smell every single option to decide that I'm not missing out on the right one.
Mm.
Yeah, and also some can like trigger allergens as well, I reckon. So like, you know, there might be some that kind of actually make you feel a little bit dizzy or something, you know, if they're really in a scent that's kind of like not, you know, your nose doesn't like or something.
Mm. There was a Burberry one that used to give me a headache.
Oh, really?
I know that for a fact. Yeah. These headache inducers out there. When we're talking perfume, are you of the belief, Penny, that it smells different on different people?
Yeah. I think fundamentally it smells, you know, kind of you get the same kind of scent, but it's got a slight nuance.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's just because, you know, everyone's different and all that kind of thing. So, yeah.
And
I guess if people are marinating it, then that makes it like smell
the
same.
It's such a funny way to describe people's perfume
really
habits.
Funny.
I will be taking that. Thank you, Penny.
It's because I was, you know, a hairstylist. So when you had people come into the salon and they'd marinated, it would just really stay there all day long. And so it became a term that we used.
Marinating.
Yep.
Oh, what's your go-to perfume at the moment, Penny?
I'm using Curio Noir.
Which one?
I love that they're so unique, and I really feel like their perfumes do smell different on everybody.
Oh, totally. I had Sellafield's for a while, and I loved it. It smelled like a vineyard.
That's nice. When I was younger, I did the kind of like typical ones of the 90s, like Dior Poison and that sort of thing, which was is quite a strong fragrance.
Yeah, I was given a bottle of Rive Gauche once, and then someone said, "Who's Nana's here?"
Oh, this is crazy.
Someone's texted and said, "My wife and I often wear the same perfume and it works. Totally different."
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then you get to be all matchy-matchy with your partner, but same, but different.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
That's nice. I like
that's
that.
Cute. Yeah.
Oh, I've been liking, I got this one. I have to do the thing where I go into the shop and smell every single one. Like, I'm not really, I wish I knew more about the brands and the best ones, but I just can't make myself care. But I like to smell good. So, funny thing, I didn't know that we were talking about perfumes this morning, and then I put on my perfume at home because I just felt like smelling good. So,
oh, gosh.
There you go. That's the universe. But I've been liking this one from Maison Francis Kirk de Jean called Gentle Fluidity.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It is
that
nice.
That sounds very charming.
Oh, you can smell, Millie. And you can describe it to
really
the listeners.
Nice. That's actually, it's almost a gourmand.
I think
it's
it might be a little
sweet.
Bit. I think it's like, I like it a little bit sweet, but I like some florally notes in there to be a bit fresh. Like, I can't handle the sickly sweet vanilla, you know?
It's quite sweet. Yeah. And it's really comforting.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, gosh.
I kind of feel like a lot of the pop stars that release perfumes, they're quite sickly sweet. Like,
yeah, always.
Ariana Grande, is that his name? And Marshmallowy and stuff like that. Sabrina Carpenter has got Caramel Dream and Cherry Baby.
Oh, even those Britney Spears perfumes, I don't know what they were supposed to smell like. I'm getting shudders having a flashback.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the Katy Perry ones that have the
cat
heads.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, I haven't seen those. I'll have to Google that and have a look. But I kind of feel like it doesn't matter what, you know, how much it costs. It's kind of like what you like. Mm. And I think the, you know, more expensive it is, it's probably going to last longer. That's kind of, it's kind of that quality over quantity type thing.
Mm. Definitely. Yeah. It's in the makeup. And I mean, each to their own, different strokes for different folks, you know?
I'm loving these texts that are coming in. Someone said, "I use a perfume called Cigarettes, lol." And then someone else said, "This is so crazy. I just doused myself in vanilla spray before the segment came on."
And like I said,
I wonder if you can dab vanilla essence on yourself and that would work.
Oh, that's
I think it might smell a bit alcohol-y, wouldn't it?
It'd evaporate off, surely.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think it'd be a stayer. I think you'd have to put a bit of oil in it or something.
Hmm.
Yeah. You could always kind of get up early and bake some cupcakes and then just hope that the smell kind of like permeated around you as you went out in the day.
Yeah, because we've all got time for that, Penny.
Yeah, we're all getting up at 4 a.m.
Yeah,
doing our baking.
Doing our little baking. Oh, what a journey through perfumehood. I'm now thinking of a million perfumes.
Yeah, one time we had a guest come on and Millie immediately asked her about her perfume and then bought it straight after the show because it smelled so good.
Yeah, I did.
Wow, that's awesome.
Are you still using that perfume?
Yeah, shout out to Diva Mahal.
Yeah.
It's such a good perfume.
Do you remember what it's called?
It's called Serenity. It's like a roll-on oil. You can get it from the Wellington Apothecary, people.
I love Wellington Apothecary. They do nice natural fragrances and stuff.
Mm, it's really calming. It's like lavender and all sorts. Oh, yum.
Yum.
Well, thank you, Penny, for diving into the world of perfume, gourmand perfume.
Gourmand, yes.
Gourmand.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Have a lovely day out there. Bye, Penny.
Bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.